Welcome to Breaking It Down with D'Anthony, 2-Minute Drill Edition, with your host, Devin Anthony. Well, there has been a lot going on in the sports world, so today will be considered 2-Minute Drill extended, so a little bit longer than 2 minutes than usual, but let's just get right into it. So starting off with some playoff hockey, the Golden Knights knocked off a very hot Chicago Blackhawks team that upset Edmonton in the qualifying rounds. That was a 5-against-12 seed. Chicago was led by Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and goaltender Corey Crawford. And Crawford had an exceptional game in Game 4 to keep Chicago alive in the series, making 48 saves and 49 shots on goal. However, the pressure, strength, and speed of the Vegas Golden Knights was too much for Chicago to handle. Alex Tuch had a big game in Game 5 to close out the series, and Shea Theodore all around had a great series, and Mark Stone did as well. And even though Max Pacioretty sat out for Game 2, he still made a huge impact for the Knights and the rest of the series. Riley Smith, who arguably has been the best player for the Knights this year, recorded 6 points in 5 games in the 5-game series for the Knights. And former Chicago goaltender Robin Leonard got the start in all games besides Game 3 and made some huge saves to help push the Knights over the finish line. Even though the Vancouver Canucks are rolling with confidence after defeating defending champs St. Louis Blues, which is 4-2 in the series, I still think the Knights are just too deep, and their constant pressure is it's just too difficult for a lot of teams to handle. So in that Canucks-Knights series, I see the Golden Knights winning that series in 6. The Capitals were upset by the New York Islanders. The Dallas Stars edged off Calgary, and the Flyers beat Montreal 4-2. The Bruins, Lightning, and Avalanche all won their series 4-1. And the Bruins versus Tampa Bay will definitely be, and already has shown to be, the most star-powered competitive series of the second round. And I can't wait to see who ends up going through. Pasternak has been on fire with 95 points in the season, and Nikita Kucherov is right up there with him with 85 points. I think Tampa will edge out the series. I mean, they just won 7-1 in Game 2, I believe, which is insane. So if they continue that dominance, I think, again, it's going to come down to goaltending, and Tampa Bay has one of the best in the league in Andrei Vasilevsky. Moving on to a little Champions League recap. In the quarterfinal, Bayern Munich absolutely destroyed FC Barcelona 8-2. It was an absolute disaster class for Barcelona, who were feeling very confident before the game, and obviously that did not go well for them. But now there's speculation about Barcelona completely rebuilding their team and possibly even selling Lionel Messi if the right deal arises. Messi has been linked to Manchester City for years, and this summer or the next feels like the perfect time to do it. Messi will be able to continue his career on one of the best teams in England and in the world, and will reunite with former manager Pep Guardiola. Messi has definitely made it clear that he wants to leave, but if the right deal arises, then that's not possible. I mean, he's Barcelona for life. He's never played anywhere else. You know, you have Ronaldo, who's played for Manchester United, Real Madrid, and now for Juventus. So, I mean, Ronaldo's shown that he can pull it off. He can work his magic in 3 different countries, 3 different leagues. But Messi's only been in Spain. He's only been in Barcelona throughout his playing career. So I think this is definitely a new challenge that he'd be willing to take on, and I think he would execute his role well. And honestly, playing for a team like that, such fast pace, you know, with De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling, just great pieces on that team, I think he can definitely propel his winning career forward. Moving on to the Champions League final, Bayern Munich were crowned European champions. When it restarted, the Bundesliga were the first league back, and immediately Bayern Munich established their dominance in Europe. They looked strong. They did have a managerial change in the middle of the season, and that obviously worked out really well for them. But their team is just something else. They're an absolute powerhouse. They're fast. They're strong. They're built. And there's honestly not a weak link in that team. So, of course, they were crowned champions of Europe. They won 1-0 against PSG. Great goal from Kingsley Coman. Alphonso Davies had a great game, has been one of the best young players in the world, not even Europe, but in the world this year. I think he'll have a great career ahead of him, as I've said before on a previous podcast. But in that Champions League final, you know, PSG's 2 big stars, Neymar and Mbappe, they just missed too many chances. And when you go up against a great goalkeeper in Manuel Neuer, you have to capitalize on easy chances, and they didn't. So, again, hats off to Bayern Munich on an outstanding season led by great Robin Lewandowski. They're not having the Ballon d'Or ceremony this year, and they will not be crowning the winner of the Ballon d'Or this year. But if there was, it would most definitely be him. He was levels ahead of every other strike every other player in Europe this year. So moving on to the NBA playoffs, the Portland Trail Blazers definitely gave the Lakers a scare in game one. Damian Lillard has been on fire and was voted the best player in the bubble so far. He dropped 34 in game one and hit a couple of huge threes in the last couple of minutes to help his Blazers get the W. CJ McCollum at 21 and Carmelo Anthony hit a dagger of a three in the final moments to push Portland over LA. Anthony Davis and LeBron played well throughout the game, scoring 28 and 23 respectively, but neither could hit a shot in the last 4 to 5 minutes and were punished by Damian Lillard, who capitalized on his chance. The Lakers were also just 5 for 32 from three, and it was just not their night. But if you know, you're gonna be, this is playoff environment. You have to shoot well, and 5 for 32 from three, no matter how well you shoot from anywhere else in the court, you're not gonna win against the Blazers team who had 13 that game. So, but the Lakers did have a huge bounce back in game two, holding Portland to just 88 points and putting up 111. Defensive shooting are definitely going to have to be the key factors for the Lakers if they want to make a deep run to the playoffs this year. Anthony Davis put up 31 in game two and has finally started to attack the hoop more and using his size and strength to his advantage. LeBron has definitely taken more of the role as a pass first point guard, but in these last couple games to end the series, he's definitely, he's taken over the scoring duties as well. So, but regardless, I think as the Lakers make more of a playoff run, it's going to come down to AD to take over the big games. But in games three and four, the Lakers really started to look like themselves, pulling out a great win in game three, led by LeBron, who had 38, and Anthony Davis, 29. Game four was another dominant performance of the Lakers, winning by 20 behind 30 points and just 28 minutes from LeBron, who shot 10 for 12. And then Anthony Davis and Kuz both had 18 that game as well. So I think they'll wrap up the series in game five. We'll go out 4-1. And then most likely we'll see the Rockets in the next round. That'll be a great series as well. But Rockets are definitely a small ball team, and I don't know if they'll be able to handle Anthony Davis. You know, even Dwight Howard could have a great series for the Lakers. He's going to have to step up. JaVale McGee. So LeBron's going to have to keep attacking the hoop, and they're going to have to lock down. They're going to have to defend James Harden. He has to be the priority for them to stop. And he's proven to be one of the best, if not the best player in the last couple years. Not MVP last year, that was Giannis, but the year before. Probably should have won it last year. Probably should win it this year as well, but it's not going to, because that will be between Giannis and LeBron most likely. But, people are sleeping on Harden. He has proven to be, as I said, one of the best, if not the best, point guards and player in the league. So that'll definitely be a handful for the Lakers if those two teams meet in the next round. Wrapping up the show today with a little Hard Knocks talk. It's been great so far, which Hard Knocks this year features both teams in Los Angeles, the Rams and the Chargers, and it's been crazy to see the amount of rules and safety precautions that have been put in place to stop the spread of COVID-19 within all the teams. Head coaches Sean McVay of the Rams and Anthony Lynn of the Chargers have definitely shown and expressed the importance of leadership in the middle of a pandemic. Jared Goff is the QB1 spot, locked up for the Rams, but there's definitely good competition between Tyrod Taylor and new 6th overall pick Justin Herbert. It seems like Tyrod Taylor will get the start week one, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Herbert take over later in the season. He's a huge arm, and his size is definitely an advantage. I mean, he's 6'6", 236. He's massive, and he was electric in his last year with Oregon, throwing over 3,000 yards and 32 touchdowns. I mean, the NFL is definitely a much different style and might be hard for Herbert to adjust, but I think he'll end up emerging as a top 10 quarterback in the coming years. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but this kid is special. That's all I'm saying. So that's all I got for today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.